Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks so much for joining me on another weekday podcast. Over in Luke's gospel in the 6th chapter and verse 12, the short piece of scripture says, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. Now, I don't know about you, but my prayer life over the years, I can absolutely positively say I have never spent the entire night praying. I'm not sure that I've ever prayed literally longer than than a couple of hours. And even then, I'm not sure of really how well suited I was to spend 2 hours in prayer. What I'm trying to get at today is there's a refreshing nature of prayer when we're willing to step into the presence of God and not treat God like a vending machine. At the end of a hectic day, at the end of a rocky mountainside, undisturbed moments alone with the Lord, it was perfect. It was for Jesus the ideal time and place to spend the entire night in prayer with God the Father. Charles Spurgeon points out that the significance of that time and that place, the persistence and the occasion for this all-night prayer vigil was extraordinary. And what I have learned is this, that prayer is truly a retreat. It is an opportunity to step away from everything that is crazy, everything that drives us batty all day long. We walk away from people, we walk away from whatever the stressors are, but we have time with God. You know, if you're a student of prayer, you shouldn't find this any different, but if you're like me and you're still growing in your prayer life, we can take comfort in this, that when big decisions are in front of us, when commitments need to be strengthened, there's no place better than a quiet time and a place with God. And I want you to know that you can do more than pray after you've prayed, but you can do no more than pray until you've prayed. Is that not a beautiful phrase? I don't know who said it originally, but when I found it in the margin of my Bible, I found it to be comforting. You can do more than pray after you have prayed, but you can do no more than pray until you've prayed. Friend, when we have the opportunity to spend time with God, our Creator, it is unique. It is special. It is not a task. It is not something that's been designed that we check off of our daily to-do list. It is an opportunity to step into the presence of the divine. So today, I urge you to follow a really simple formula. Gratitude, thankfulness, petition, more gratitude, petition, and thank you. Friend, it may not be the type thing you put on a book cover, but it will encompass the opportunity for you to open up the windows and the doors of your heart and pour them out before the Lord. Oh, friend, listen, Jesus spent the night praying. How much more so do we need to do the same? I'm so grateful you joined me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.